Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so listen, before we dive into Show Wants to Know, I got some business to take care of. I got a stack of stuff that we need to get to here.
Okay.
First things first, I think it was right around this time yesterday we were talking about the things that you have banned from your children.
Yeah.
And one woman called in and was talking about Cocomelon, and she's like, no, Cocomelon. And I was like, I got a story about that somewhere. I don't know where it is, and I found it. So to recap about Cocomelon, the story here says how much kids love it. It's got bright colors, loud music, fast-paced action. But apparently it's bad for your children. Influencers are comparing it to crack for kids. They say that Cocomelon is overstimulating. It leads to negative behaviors, and that's why parents turn it off. One parent says she doesn't allow her kids to watch Cocomelon at all. It's too fast-paced, too aggressive, and she doesn't like how big their eyes are. It's scary.
Your eyes aren't proportional.
She noticed that the overstimulation has played a big part in her kids' short attention span. Shorter than what they already have, you know.
Jeez.
They say when kids get used to this constant stimulation and entertainment, they struggle with boredom and quiet play. So there's your recap on Cocomelon. I think I would agree with probably all of that.
Yeah.
Seeing as I've raised young children, and my sister has young kids that watch Cocomelon, and when it comes on, they're like, you know?
I'm going to have to check out the show. I mean, seriously, I need to find out what these big eyes are all about, because everyone keeps talking about how bad it is. Like, what is the equivalent for what you can watch then, I guess? Like, what are parents looking for?
Old school
for?
Sesame Street, I think, to bring
it?
Up Sesame Street
when
again.
When Zoe was a kid, it was all about the Baby Einstein DVDs, right?
That means you had
a smart baby if they
Little
watched
Einsteins,
Baby Einstein.
I remember that, yeah.
We always plunked our kids down with the Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, which was the spinoff of Mr. Rogers. That was always fairly calm and educational.
Wait, that's a spinoff of Mr. Rogers?
Daniel Tiger was one of the puppets from Mr. Rogers.
Oh, I didn't.
Daniel
that.
The Tiger, so they turned it around and made it a show. Yeah.
Oh,
and he's in
sense.
The little neighborhood with all the rest of the characters.
That tracks now.
Ah, you're like, ding! Ding!
Okay.
It was a lot of that in Paw Patrol, and I don't know if they ever got into the Sesame Street. That's all I watched as a kid growing up. The Sesame Street, Grover, Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
Maybe I still do. You don't know. You don't know what I'm doing on my weekends.
Yeah.
Shut up.
PBS, that's
your
quality
business.
Viewing right there.
Mind your own business. I got something else for you. I got two more stories back to back that are sure to fire some people up. There's a woman on TikTok who is dividing the internet as of this morning by how she butters her toast. She keeps one stick of butter in the fridge for various butter-related activities. Maybe like corn on the cob. Or butter that in a recipe, butter-related activities. Foreplay, I don't know what she's
That's
doing.
That's funny.
I know, right?
You put that.
Then she has a second stick of butter that she warms up before she has her toast. So the toast pops out of the toaster, and she just uses that stick of butter to rub it on the toast. The actual stick of butter, back and forth on the toast.
Okay.
People on the internet this morning are freaking out over this. Yeah, it was offending people.
Really?
That she was doing this. I think it's the crumb situation.
Well, yeah, but if it's the only thing you use it for, like, I would be offended if it was the community butter that you're using to butter your toast. And then you also have to do your other butter-related activities.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because we've got the community tub.
Yes.
The butter that you spread it on the toast, and then you go back in, and when you pop the lid off our butter, there's crumbs in there. Which to me, it's like, okay, it's toast crumbs.
Yeah, you just work around it.
Or
right?
You just skim them all off the top the next time you're making toast and rub it on your toast.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I know people who open that up, a la my mother-in-law, and see that and they're like, ugh.
Really?
The toast? Really?
She can't have the crumbs on the butter. It's like the people who can't stand the Crusties on the top of the milk. When you open like a gallon of milk, you get the Crusties on there.
Because if I pour my milk, it's... You're going to be chewing it, and I don't want that.
Yeah, so it's along those lines.
Ugh.
But I don't see why the stick of butter straight on the toast is that big a deal.
Especially if that's its one job.
It saves you a dish as well.
It does, yeah.
You're not going to have to wash a knife.
And she's right. The equal, dispensing of the butter across the toast, it's easiest when you just take the stick.
Is it?
Versus,
the
knife.
You should just eat a bite of toast
and
then take a bite of the butter. Eat a bite of toast,
take a bite
of the butter.
Save more time.
It's the same.
Savage.
Why is that savage? That's the exact same thing.
My goodness.
Getting your butter and toast.
Done. All right, here's the second one that's going to fire people up. There is a list out this morning of the 10 best cereals of all time.
Okay.
What do you want as number one?
Frosted Blueberry Mini Wheats.
One at a time, please.
I'm sorry.
One at a time,
go ahead,
please.
Josh?
Frosted Mini Wheats.
Katie?
Blueberry Morning.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch came in as number one.
I didn't see that, though.
It's a sugar cereal. That's not a breakfast cereal.
Wait, where's the Cocoa Krispies? Cocoa Krispies is far superior than the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Absolutely.
You get the chocolate milk there at the end, too.
Fruity Pebbles is better, though.
Fruity Pebbles came in three. Oh,
hey.
Cocoa Krispies is number two, so close.
Oh.
Do hot cereals end up on that list? Because I was, you remember,
it's a soup.
I know, but, that was a breakfast for me.
Like cream of wheat, cream of rice.
Cocoa Wheats. Remember
oatmeal.
The song and everything? Cocoa Wheats.
I'm a sucker for some cream of rice, though.
It's cream of wheat.
Cream of wheat or cream of rice, either one. And you put the brown sugar in it.
Yes, Malt-O-Meal.
Stop it. You're turning me on.
Those were my favorite.
Oh, so good.
Is oatmeal technically a hot cereal then?
Yeah.
Sure,
hot,
it is. I'll put it in there.
Yeah.
So top five, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cocoa Krispies, Fruity Pebbles, and Cinnamon Life, which I have been known to sit down and eat an entire box of Cinnamon Life.
Cinnamon Life slaps.
Yeah, because you think it's
so
good.
I hate my life.
Right? You think it's good for you, and then you're boxing.
I'm being healthy.
Yeah.
You're like, this took life away from me.
I am healthy.
I'm healthy.
The rest of the list was Honeycomb, Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries. Wheaties. I'm not a fan of Wheaties.
I don't either.
No, but you need the frost. That's why the frosted mini wheats. It's the same thing, just with the frosting.
Well, no, but
Wheaties is different.
It's the flakes. It's
the flakes.
Corn flakes without frosting.
They're great.
And even darker
corn flakes.
Yeah, with the athletes on the box
all
the time.
Yeah,
they're just like flakes, but they're made of wheat and not the corn, so they're like...
You're a flake, Josh.
Yeah.
Man, maybe I never had Wheaties. What frosting?
It kind of tracks that you don't know the flakes.
Yeah.
The flakes coming
from
the flake.
They do have the mini wheats,
Yeah, they have
though,
the mini wheats without
the
frosting. Okay, sorry, I was thinking of that.
So those are
There's too much wheat going on in here, Jer.
It's a lot of wheat.
Listening to you try to puzzle all of this out is just so ridiculous.
No, my parents made me healthy breakfast when I grew up, and I didn't have cereal, so sorry. Forgive me.
Poor Josh.
Poor Josh had a sucky childhood.
No, that does suck.
Did your parents make it for you, or did the maid?
It was Jeffrey, actually. He wasn't a maid. He was
a butler.
He was a butler, breakfast
butler,
guy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Good dude.
Is that like the guy
Jeffrey.
From Fresh Prince? Is that who's there?
That's actually who we had. Yeah, we had Jeffrey from Fresh Prince.
That's right. It was Jeffrey.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Maybe that's where I thought of that. Like, I subconsciously thought
like,
of that name.
Wait a minute.
That's hilarious. No, my parents made me breakfast.
Did he give you a hard time like he gave Will, too?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, William.
So.
Master
yes,
Will.
Exactly. Master Will.
I love this song.
There you go, Jeffrey.
You were also born in Philly. Oh, no. It was
I was
Pittsburgh.
Born in Pittsburgh.
That's right, not Philly.
Well, we ran out of time. We're not doing Show Wants to Know.
Oh, no. Hey.
Well, no, I'm joking. This one is from Katrina. Came in on the Facebook. She says, hey, JKJ. Got a bit of a neighborhood drama situation. I don't know if I should stay out of it or speak up. She says, I live in a pretty close-knit suburban neighborhood. She says, think block parties and PTA moms, yada yada. Recently, there's been a little controversy bubbling up because one of the moms on our block has been regularly taking her 11-year-old daughter to get spray tans. Like legit scheduled tanning sessions at a salon.
What?
Some of the moms have started whispering about it after noticing how bronzed, air quotes, her daughter looked at a recent birthday party. One of them straight up asked the mom about it, and she said, yeah, she takes her daughter every couple of weeks because her daughter likes looking glamorous, is the quote. Now, I'm all for letting kids express themselves, but this just feels weird. Like, why is an 11-year-old getting artificial tans? It feels super grown up and kind of inappropriate. Not to mention, do you want all those chemicals all over an 11-year-old? And why in the world does she need to have summer glow? Kids get it naturally when they're outside playing.
That's true.
She says, I haven't said anything to the mom directly, but guys, it's really bothering me. JKJ, what would you do? Should I keep my mouth shut and mind my own business? Or is this worth stepping in and saying something, maybe for the little girl's sake? Curious to see what you and your listeners think. Absolutely love the show. You guys are the best. And that's from Katrina.
Can I ask a question?
Well, let me do this first. If you want to sound off about this, if you want to call in, phone lines are open. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What do you think about this 11-year-old girl going to get spray tans on a regular basis? Should Katrina step up and say something about this? What do you got, Josh?
So, Katie, I know nothing about spray tans. Mm-hmm. Does it matter if it's chemicals on an adult woman's body versus a child? I mean, well, it should be safe for everybody, correct?
It is. Well, and the thing is like there are definitely places that pride themselves in having a natural kind of tanning spray that's not going to be a risk for your skin. Okay. The place I go to is full of like aloe, vitamin C, and fruit extracts.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's not
well,
necessarily.
That sounds expensive.
Well, it's not necessarily things that are going to absorb and be harmful to you, though. So that's where I think that part of it, I'm not necessarily so upset with her wanting tans if they're bad for her skin. I'm more worried about the mental aspect of this. In the age of filters and impossible beauty standards, I feel like this is kind of setting your kid up for a little bit of a hard time when it comes to that. The teenage years for a girl are so hard. They're so hard anyway. So when you're going into it and they're already worried about having a summer glow and, you know, looking pretty and all, like that type of language, I think that's the most damaging part about this is that, you know, her excuse for it is, oh, well, she likes to look, you know,
glamorous.
Glamorous. There's
she's on the Instagram, it sounds like.
If she's 11, I think that we need to remember that our kids are kids and we should try and help them be kids for as long as possible because we all know how much it stinks being an adult. So that's where my concern comes in. Not necessarily.
Doesn't it feel like kids like aren't kids anymore?
Yes.
Like now that you bring it up, like
oh my gosh.
Just thinking of my kids. Daughter is 10, so this is kind of like hitting home for me. And my son turns 14 today. So.
Well, and you know those awkward kid stages that we all went through. They don't go through it.
They
anymore.
Don't have them anymore.
They don't have
it's
them.
So
like,
weird.
I can go look.
They totally
at my,
skip it.
Yeah, middle school picture where my hair's all over the place. I'm wearing goofy glasses and my eyebrows don't match. Like, but it built character.
Apologies
like.
To all the kids wearing glasses this morning.
I'm just saying.
Sorry about
like,
that.
There was a look that I had at a certain time in my life where it wasn't the best.
You know, my son wears glasses, Katie.
Yeah, well.
And he looks good.
He looks really good.
I'm saying my specific
sorry
picture.
Sorry that Miss Katie.
Goofy hair, glasses, and
sorry,
eyebrows
Katie
are
said
jacked
those
up.
Things.
Okay.
Equating glasses to an awkward stage. Apologies to my son.
No, my awkward stage included glasses is what I said,
I think
actually.
You're currently in your awkward stage.
I've worn glasses my whole life,
Katie.
You know
what? You know what?
We should all bring in pictures of our awkward stage.
Oh, I can show you an awkward stage picture
I think
right
we've
now.
All got them. We've all got them. Phone lines are open. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. If you want to sound off about this 11-year-old girl going to get spray tans on a regular basis, what are your thoughts on this?
Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... And give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Do you agree with it? Are you against it? Should Katrina, who wrote in, speak up about it? We want to talk to you guys. I see the lines ringing right now, 303-691-1649. I will go ahead and hop on and talk to Nikki. Hi, we got a knickknack on the line. Good morning, Nikki.
Well, good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're pasty white, honestly.
Speak for yourself, sir.
Katie's got a good glow. Yay. She's good. What are your thoughts on this,
good.
Nikki?
Well, I had to call in about this. I manage a tanning spa in Boulder, and these judgy people, it's like, come on, do your research. The spray tan products, it's a sugar enzyme. Mm-hmm. The ones that we use, it's perfectly safe. We have a lot of teenage girls that come in, and, you know, they just want to have a little color. It's better than baking yourself in the sun. And, it's something fun for her and her mom to go do. It's something that they both like. They go in, get a little spray tan. And, you know, if people would really look into it, they would see that, tanning, even bed tanning, is healthier than, being out in the sun several hours. It's controlled. The product that's used is, it's not harmful. So I don't see any problem with it at all.
Well, you're in the business too. But, well, I mean, I don't know about the bed tanning. There's a lot of links to skin cancer and tanning beds, so I don't know if I want to go that far. But,
well, and again, like the teenagers, I get it, because you're right. Like when I was a teenager, having a tan was very important. It does. I've talked multiple times about how having a tan gives you a sense of confidence other. I love it. But again, 11-year-old is what we're talking about here.
That's the thing. It's not somebody, a girl in high school getting ready for prom or homecoming or something. Yeah, it's an 11-year-old girl going to get all that sugar enzyme on her.
Well, and again,
Nikki,
the
we appreciate your call. Thank you so much for calling in. Go ahead.
Well, they're not so much harmful. I do agree 100% with her on that. Like the spray tanning, especially, it's almost like helps your skin with the moisture and everything. Like at least the one I go to definitely enhances my skin's texture and the way it feels.
Let me rub your arm right now. Put your arm over here.
Go ahead.
Oh,
oh, it's so soft.
I feel like you're just sticky.
It's a little stubbly. My arm is a little stubbly, but hi, Joe.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy, what are your thoughts on this 11-year-old girl going to the tanning bed on a regular basis?
Yeah, so I have a 14-year-old girl and an 11-year-old boy, Jeremy, just like yours.
Yeah.
And, like, I think we need to stay out of, like, it's hard enough being a parent. Like, we need to stay out of other people's business. Like, the 11-year-old, like, if the mom and the daughter like to go to the tanning, go to get spray tan, let them go get it and leave them alone. Like,
that's a pretty solid line, because as I was reading this too, like reading Katrina's note, I was like, man, you're kind of becoming the neighborhood busybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at some point you got to ease up on that and just let them live their lives. I mean, I understand your concern. It's not an abusive situation or anything like that where the child is in, imminent danger. They're just going to get a tan. Like, would she be flipping out if they were going to get manis and pedis on a consistent basis?
It may not be after anything to do with the filters. Like, we don't know the situation. Leave them alone. The parents, let parents be parents.
Yeah.
It is hard being a parent. You make a good point.
Joe.
We don't need it from the peanut gallery.
Are your kids into stuff, though, that kind of drives you nuts?
Oh, I mean, my daughter's looking at the UV every day, right?
That's so funny.
I'd rather her go get spray tan.
Yeah, right? I mean, you're just baking out in the sun.
That's right.
I mean, there's this, actually.
All right, Joe, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, guys.
Later,
have
dude.
A good one.
If you want to sound off for Show Wants to Know, the 11-year-old that's tanning, Katrina's concerned about it. She might want to say something. What do you guys think? 303-691-1649 will get you in the studios. Here is Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hey, are you tan right now? How you looking?
Actually, no, not that great, but that's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, that's okay.
So what do you think about this 11-year-old who is bronzed, looking like a chicken wing?
So I used to be a competitive cheer coach, and it wasn't a quote-unquote rule for our girls to look good on the cheer mat, but it was just kind of a thing that all the moms did, and it was kind of a part of their uniform. But I also coached my daughter, and she was anywhere from the age of 12 to 18 when I was the cheer coach. And it was a thing like, yes, you can get a spray tan to look good, but that's the only time that you can do it because you're a kid. So it was just kind of an unspoken rule that you can look good on the mat because those bright lights, they kind of show everything to the crowd. But when you're not cheering, you're going to be a kid and you can just be white.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like that a lot. Because yeah. It's like,
it's for show. Yeah. It's for performance.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's it. So, and still to this day, which she's 22 now, like she'll go sit out in the sun for a little bit and she's good with that. But, you know, she wasn't thinking about, oh, I have to be so glamorous when I'm 11.
Yeah.
Right. I don't like that she's having to think that already, that way already at 11. Kind of what you alluded to, Katie.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so young to be worried about all that stuff already. Just go outside and play hide and seek.
But you're right. You're right. It did that
social
caveat.
Media. It's crazy.
Totally. It is. Totally 100% is. Yeah.
It is. And it's the filters and the impossible beauty standards. But you're right. Like cheerleading, there is a part of that that is so front and center. You're in the public eye. And so you do want to.
My daughter's in junior cheer,
you
actually.
You get it. You get it.
I get it. Yeah. Some
that'll
of those girls,
up.
Like, I'll go and watch it. And I'm like, they don't look like they're 10 and 11 years old. Like, they're really dolled up.
No.
Which is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think. But. All right, Rachel, we appreciate your call. Have a great day. Thanks for your input.
Yeah, you too.
All right, later, Gator.
All right, bye.
Bye. Well, Sugar Enzyme, you get the final word on this. Katie, what do you think this mom should do?
Again, I think that it was a good point to be made about the kids who are in cheerleading and dance and those certain activities in life where it is a part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's almost like she said, a part of their uniform, if you will. But I think it's important just to talk to our kids and let them know, like, if you want to feel good about yourself and this makes you feel good, like, by all means, you should be able to have yourself feel good. But don't feel bad if you don't have it. And I think that's an important conversation to have with your kids. And each parent has to do that individually because each kid is different, mm-hmm. right? But I do think that as far as the tanning goes, like, you know, it's not bad chemically, and when we're talking about the risk of, you know, our bodies and whatnot, mm-hmm. but the mental part of it, you've really got to, you know,
you got to tiptoe
about.
Through.
You got to think about it.
I just think
it.
You know when people say it's a confidence boost, like at 11 years old, are you looking like I just remember when I was 11 years old, I didn't need confidence boosts. I was playing with friends and getting dirty and, you know, getting dirt under my fingernails.
It's
like the
different
confidence
for a girl,
boosting.
Too. It is. Seeing as I got a 10-year-old
girl. But at 10 years old?
Yeah. Okay. There's confidence
issues. I mean,
I've
had two sisters where it's the same thing.
Yeah, you there's know, confidence issues. You got to deal with this kind of stuff for sure. I'm glad we're not this heavy into it yet at my house. Like, she doesn't even want to get her ears pierced yet. So I'm glad there's no tanning conversations. But you
said she's in cheer, right?
She's in cheer, though.
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
And here, we got a text from Danielle, and I think this sums it up beautifully. She says, I think it is a form of self-care. It is a confidence boost. Girls are mean at this age, and I think parents need to remind their kids they are beautiful regardless of what they do. I think this comes too close to kids wearing makeup.
Love
that was
it.
A really good point,
yeah,
right?
That's sad.
She is spot on. There's a couple girls that my daughter knows that I feel like I'm going to get in trouble because I want to say things to them about how jerky they're being.
Ugh.
So I completely agree with that.
That breaks my heart.
Katie. This one got heavy, didn't it?
I know.
Well, no, little not heavy. I think, again, when you talk about what you need to do as a parent, right? Like, there are so many different things as a parent that you need to approach and direct. This is one of those things, and it's so different from boys to girls. Like, girls deal with a lot of this stuff, the way they look, how other people perceive them based on their looks. So it's just something that, you know, I'm glad we're talking about it because parents
this is real
have
life.
To deal with it.
This is real life. This is why we do Show Wants to Know, and this is why we read your guys' messages that come into us. So we really appreciate it. If you ever have an issue, fire one off to us. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram. Get your tan little hands there on your phone and send one off, all right?